views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Yes. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. I'm here with Susan Glavin today, and have we got a show for you? Right, Susan? My goodness.
Yes, we do.
Have we not been totally changing the game for the last, we've been doing this for a long time, but most specifically changing the money story and changing the money game. And that's what we're here to talk about today, because you chose this fabulous topic of changing your story and really opening up to receive the immense abundance that's available to us. However, it depends on, are you allowing it in? And what story are you telling? And what's your conversation like, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have a million stories, love. That's for sure. And I uncovered one in the last couple of days that's pretty juicy. But before we go into that, for me, I think it's really important to kind of recap how I got here and what I feel is really important for people to know from my perspective, and definitely take what works for you and leave the rest. But so for me, we talked about, the first call was about our energy leaks, how we allow putting things off, things that we feel are wrong or not working, okay? And that we're focusing our beautiful, juicy energy on those things instead of having the energy and focus on creation. So a lot of times we're walking through life, just in a chaotic state, not really being very deliberate about how we're using our energy. And a lot of that has to do with the leaks that we have, putting things off, not having the conversations that we need to have, not cleaning up our money energy. If we owe people money or people owe us money, all those, there's so many little things that we leave behind and that take our valuable energy. So there we are, just open into whatever life brings us, and really not being deliberate and conscious about what it is we're creating on our journey. So that was something that we first talked about that I think is a key thing to do before we do just about anything. And then we talked about, our words are our wand, and that is like, words are so generative. We're literally creating our life with our words. And it's so funny, I hear people all the time that go, oh man, this job is just killing me, or this schedule is just killing me. And it's like, whoa, do you hear what you're telling yourself that it's actually killing you? Or things like, things just don't come easy to me. I have to work really hard for everything I've got. So those really debilitating words that are generating that over and over and over again. So for us to be really conscious and
another one that I hear a lot of times is, I hear people say, shame on me.
Oh.
And how much time on you. Can you imagine shame, putting shame on someone? Because What you're bringing out is reminding us of is how powerful our words are, how powerful our energy is. And if we're, saying something negative like that, it is just as powerful as when we're saying something positive. So rather than saying, shame on me, shine on me.
I like that one. Shine on me. I love, isn't that true? And it's, you know, it's so funny because his children, how many times I heard that, shame on you. That was kind of a, it was like a, an automatic back when I was a child, you know, shame on you, shame on you. It was like, you know, I didn't even know what the shame was, but I knew that the energy didn't feel very good.
Yeah. That's, and I bet that's a belief that's running for a lot of people, you know, that's and that's a story that they're still, and then they're going, then shame on me, you know?
Yeah. It's so, wow. And that's where you really got to feel about the vibration of words when you feel the word shame. How do, I mean, feel that.
And shame is really the lowest vibrational energy on the planet. It's like tar.
Yeah, I'm like going, ooh, like that. Like, okay, let's shine on me. I'm like, whoa, but I could just feel that. Like in my whole vibration, it's like, wow. And so again, you know, they're generative, they're creative, they're so energetic. So to, for us to really be, again, mindful, what are you speaking? You know, it's so important. And then, you know, and then I talked about interrupting those habitual thought forms, you know, and they're, and we have them, and it's not like they're bad or wrong. They're there. And we do have a choice. We can have mastery over those, where we can interrupt those. And we talked about, you know, the go-to mastery mantras, you know. One of my favorites these days is everything I do creates tremendous success.
It's a beautiful
one. Like, it's one of my faves these days. I'm like, I love it. So it's like, I don't care what I'm doing. I was having a beer last night and having a little celebration, and I was sitting there, you know, and now sometimes the mind goes, oh, well, what are you drinking for? Or what do you do? What's that piece of chocolate cake you're scarfing on? And, you know, you know, we have those patterns running that say, oh, this is wrong, this is bad. And I'm like, oh, everything I do creates tremendous success. And
yeah,
that part here was creating tremendous success for me last night. And it was so great when I got the bill. $44.44.
Yay!
I had to laugh. I was like, I was by myself and I was like, woo, in my little chair.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, so it was beautiful. But so again, you know, having those go-to mantras for yourself, whatever they are, make them really simple and easy so that you can do that. You know, when I'm judging people or thinking people have those, we all do it, and it's okay. But my one of my favorites too is I have kind and generous thoughts towards others. That's when I interrupt that with, you know, and then, you know, I have all the money and the resources I need for whatever I need and desire whenever I have that lack thought.
So Susan, I love those reminders and the recaps of the particular shows that you brought to the Millionaire Imprint. Now, are they available on your website, by the way, where people can see them? Or,
well, they will be soon, sweetie.
Okay.
No, and actually, because this is part of the Modern Day Mastery course, this is something we do, and we actually start filming the 1st of December. So we will have those modules available for everyone. So yes, it's going to be there. So just.
But I'm talking about the shows that you did here. The shows that you did.
Oh, yes. Well, I will get those up. They're not up there yet, but I will get those. But I know they can get them through Transformational Talk Radio.
Yeah, and you can also go to my website at CorneliaStephanie.com, because there's a, under the radio, there's a widget there, and that houses all the shows, and you can look at all the shows that Susan did, and where she talks about your money energy leaks and, you know, your powerful words and your mantras, and where she gives it the recaps of what she's talking about right now. And those are some powerful shows that we've had in the past.
Yes.
So go back and watch those again.
Yeah, I'll get those. I got my great web gal, Savannah Rose, that's going to take care of all that stuff for me. Just love her. So, just wanted to recap it, because I think that is so important to bring all those into focus again. And then, of course, our daily practice. You know, how are you setting up your day? You know, are you getting up at the alarm and sleeping through it, and then jumping out of bed in a rush and hurry, grabbing this and that and running out the door? You know, if that's your day, that's a pretty chaotic way to start your day. And I can pretty much guarantee that chaos is going to continue out throughout your day. So for me, it's really important to, you know, set my intent for the day, you know, start being in that creative process. I have wonderful things. As a matter of fact, on the 11-11, I did this beautiful 11 intents that would shift my life. That were absolutely, I just sat there and I did them beautifully in all these beautiful colored markers, you know, and so it was really fun. So I read those every day. There are certain things that I read every day so that I can really strengthen, you know, those neurons in my brain. So they're getting fatter and juicier and they're like, yeah, we got this. So to that building is kind of like the, you know, going to the gym and the muscle thing. We've all heard this, but it is so true that we can actually build those energetic frequencies in our entire body to start bringing that in, letting that come to us, to magnetize that to us. So yeah, that's something really important. But so, and then today's, you know, show, what I thought, what I haven't talked about is our stories. You know, the stories that we say silently in our heads, you know, because we do that. We have these stories that we run and we're making them up all the time. You know, we're making things up all the time. I always say, you know, instead of doing that, write a fairy tale, because you're doing the same thing. You know, writing these stories in our minds and our thoughts. And it's so funny. I catch myself and I'll laugh and I'll go, well, that was a good one. I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? Because we're very creative. You know, we're very creative beings. So it is like, what are you creating? And I think what's even more important than that is, what are the stories that you're telling other people? I think that is really extremely powerful, because when you talk from a place of being victimized, or my life never works, or my relationships, it's never right, I never get the support I need, I never get the love I need, never have the money I have, blah, blah, blah. You're actually creating that story in someone else's listening, someone else's frequency. So they're carrying that victim story with them about you. Which I think is so, so powerful to understand, for people to realize that, so that every time they think about you or they see you, what comes up for them is, oh, poor thing. She just can't get it right. Things just don't work out for her. You know, so you're creating this over and over again with all the people that you come in contact with. So again, you know, our stories are really powerful and potent.
You're going to tell us a fabulous story that you unearthed this week. And I'm looking forward to hearing that. We're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with Susan Glavin, and your words are your wand. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning, to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty, beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We're here with Susan Glavin, and she's about to tell us a wonderful story that she unearthed this week that she discovered. And she said, this is a story that we all do it. So tell us what took place.
Oh gosh, this is so good because, so we'll just start from the beginning, which was, I think it's been 7 years now, I divorced my husband. And at the time of the divorce, there was a lot happening. There was a lot of stress and there were all kinds of court stuff, but not with us, but with financial stuff. Because we, at that time, we had been multimillionaires and then we were multimillionaires over pretty much overnight. So when we're in divorce court, you know, sitting there getting ready to finalize the marriage, the judge kept saying, now, the women in here, if you need spousal support, it all depends on how many years you've been married. So I just want to make that clear. And he said it like three times while I'm sitting there. And I remember thinking, wow, 25 years, that's some pretty good spousal support. That's the thought I'm having. I'm going, no. And here's what was happening for me at the time. It was, I felt extremely guilty for leaving him. Okay. I had a lot of guilt about it. And I just was really working through that. And at the other, another thought that I had was, I can do this on my own. I know I can do this. I don't need his support. I don't need his support. Well, we did it. The divorce was final, blah, blah, blah. And during that time, he, you know, became very successful and it did very well because he usually is. He doesn't have any money. His money programs are pretty hot. They're pretty great. And so I remember in the back of my mind when I was having these challenges and struggles with finances and, you know, going through those, you know, what I call those great initiations, you know, in life. And I remember the thought kept coming up, man, boy, you sure could have used some of that spousal support now, right? And I used to tell people, well, you know, I left, my story was, well, you know, I left and I'd left with nothing. And people were like, oh, you left with nothing? And I go, yeah, because, you know, I felt guilty, you know, and I knew that I could do it on my own, blah, 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 blah. So, and I kept thinking, I was in this place of I was feeling really scared, okay? And I thought, okay, what would be one of the most fearful things for me? I called it my die zone, the dead zone. What would be one of the most fearful things for me to do? And what it was to actually reach out and ask him for help. And I was like, oh my, and it was my heart, just the thought of it, I just was in a cold sweat just thinking about it. I thought, well, this for sure you need to do. And I did, you know, and I remember after I sent it out, and it wasn't even like at the time that I wanted, It was just the action of doing it that was going to be so powerful for me. I knew that. And he responded with, well, how much do you need? And I said, he goes, is this personal? I said, no, it's more about my business, blah, blah, blah. So that went on. And he said, well, as soon as Taylor, my daughter, gets out of school, we can revisit that. Well, that's been a little while now. So it was so great. And just, you know, just a few days ago, I thought, you know, I just hired this video guy and it's, you know, there's a lot of expenses for stepping out and doing what you want in the world. So I thought, well, I think the best thing to do would to be, you know, asking for the money, but make it a loan. Just have him loan me the money, you know, and I thought that would work. That would work. So I remember sitting there again, a little scared about asking. And I said, okay. So I sent the email out and I said, hey, Tom, blah, 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 this is what I'm doing. And I would really appreciate a loan, which that's the only way I will do this is through a loan. And, you know, I can pay it off back over a period of time. Well, he sent back a text that said, no. And I was like, what?
He said, no, he's going to give it to you instead.
No, no is a complete sentence in this case. No.
Oh, no.
So it was like, no, right. Yeah. And I'm like, and then I had all these feelings like, oh God, I was embarrassed. I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, I can't believe him with all the bad, all I've done and didn't get hit. You know, all that conversation came rolling through. What? I thought he was generous and blah, blah, blah. And I was just had all this stuff going on. I was just like, oh my God. And then when I worked through all that and I came to a little place of peace around it, I went, okay. And it was just yesterday or the day before the insight, the gift of that no came to me. And it was this. There's a story all little girls are told. And that story is, your Prince Charming is coming and he's going to save your ass. Mm. Okay? And that story had been running underneath that story, like in the background. He'll save me, even though I'm no longer married. It's like we've got this really deep-seated program running for a very long time. Look at all the fairy tales. Mm-hmm. Look at us, always the, your prince is coming, and he's going to rescue you. He's going to make it all better, honey. So you just chillax and let him take over. Right? And I was like, and I was just elated. I'm not kidding. I was elated to discover that story has been running for a very, very long time for me. And I would assert for many women on the planet today that story is running. So what a gift. No kidding. It was like this energy. I'm telling you, it like went boom. Mm. Like I stood in a new place. It was like a new, extremely powerful and place of such certainty about how competent I am and how tremendously successful I am,
right?
And who I am.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
It was just truly profound for me. And I can't thank him enough. I mean, that just, it was out of, you know, isn't it wonderful how loved and supported we are on this journey, even when we think that this is all messed up, you know? And that's another mantra I have. Life is always working on my behalf, even when it doesn't look or feel like it. And let me know, in that moment when I got the, no, still, you know, no, no, I was like, what? But again, being someone that is always looking for the gift in every experience in my life, that gift revealed itself.
And I think that's right there is the key, being someone that's always looking for the gift. Because in any situation that we find ourselves in, we have the ability, the responsibility to claim our power, no matter what is playing out. It doesn't matter if it's what the situation with what you just went through with that story, with any story. If we get angry and we're projecting angry feelings out into the world and we're continuing on that victim story by giving our power away. But when we can find the gift, no matter what the gift is, no matter what the situation is, even if it's a health challenge, it doesn't matter what it is. If we can claim our power back through that experience, then we're empowered. Then we become self-realized in truth because we're living that experience. Now, I personally don't agree with you getting a no. I don't like it. Honestly, you know, I understand the story. I understand the whole thing, but because, you know, I belong part of my CEO community, and the CEO community is really about assisting women to start and fund their businesses. And that's really to really embody a new business model. And women have not had the support that they need in order to get the equal balance and have the funding of what it is that they need in order to become successful. Me personally, I've had to struggle with this myself simply because my business has been the spirituality personal development business. I wasn't doing anything else in order to supplement my income. So it's been very, very challenging over the years since I really, you know, went into this field, into this line of work to stay true to my passion. Because again, that is also the gift, that no matter what happens, that you still stay true and you don't sell out no matter what happens, because it's what you came here to do, right?
Right.
So I think it's a situation where, you know, you were gifted with this opportunity, yes, to claim your power. But I would like to see the money come in from somewhere else then. If it's not going to come from there, I'd like to see the money come in from somewhere else to support you to do what it is that you need to do now, because that's really what it's about. It's also about receiving and being able to receive the support that we need. And so this is where I stand with that.
And it is done.
It's done.
You know, I know that. It's like it was when that happened, it was like there was no doubt whatsoever. I will be totally taken care of.
Isn't it almost like to where you could actually sit back and have a good laugh?
Exactly. It's like, yay. The vibrational shift that happened for me in that moment when I got it, it was profound. And I knew everything was taken care of. And yeah. I'll share another little piece when we get back about another fabulous story I have.
Good. Then we're going to go take a break and we'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. My goal is to help you to reach your goal. And this is a tip with purpose. Everybody wants it and nobody has enough of it. But it comes to a point that you have to tell yourself, I can get more. I want more. I deserve more. I'm talking about money. More money, more money, more money. That's what people want. But what has to be done? Your thoughts have to change. That you can allow yourself to tell yourself, I have money and I want more money. How much money? What is it? Put it out there. Write it down. What would you do with more money? How would you feel to have more money? I hope this tip helps you going through the day today. You can reach me at 323-999-4775 or at my website at swisshypnotherapy.com.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on transformationtalkradio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
What a juicy story you told us, Susan, in a way that you claimed your power by being told no by your ex, that they're not going to, he's not going to support you. And then you got the gift. So way to go. Congratulations. Right. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. It was beautiful. I didn't realize that story was running so deep.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm very thankful. Like I said, I was just telling you, I think I'll send him a thank you card.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'll see him later tonight. So it's great. We have a really good relationship. You know, it's good. So, and then another great story that just happened to me when, you know, especially around money, it's always about feeling secure, right? We need to be secure. And that's a big deal for many, many people. It's from our root chakra, you know, that sacral chakra. Like, I need to be secure with my life and who I am and what I have. So, you know, my journey is, you know, this next year is to really step into and be in what I love to do, which is inspire and support others and being the greatest expression of who they truly are, you know, to really embody their mastery and their magnificence. Okay. I love to be a witness of that. And this is, it's like the time is now. Okay. It's like, it's clear to me. The time is now, sister. It's now time to just take the leap and do it. So where I work has been a great platform. As a matter of fact, it's been the platform for me to really get clear on what's needed in the world. And so I've had this great opportunity to actually created my course out of being in this environment, which really served me well. And my lease is up. It was actually up last month. And my intent was to go into the new year and, you know, start transitioning into this new place, transitioning my clients and, you know, having it be really easy and graceful and have it done like that. And the gal that owns the salon, she never deviates from the lease structure. Okay, that's not something that she does. So, and what happened was come October and she never said anything to me about the lease. And I'm like, well, fabulous. I'm thinking, well, this is great. Coming into November, nothing. I'm thinking, well, hell, this is all in alignment. I'm just going to cruise through until I need to. And then I'll just transition and it'll be this great thing. So yesterday I get a call. Well, first of all, I want to back it up a little bit. So I'm in my meditation.
This is good. This is good.
Let me back it up again. I'm in my meditation. I'm in just in this beautiful place. And my mother comes. And she comes and she says, hey, you. And I'm like, oh, Ma. you know, and I just, and I had this beautiful conversation with her. And it was like, we got your back. I'm here, you know, I'm your biggest cheerleader, right? Blah, blah, blah.
You have to tell everyone that your mother is no longer
living. She's no longer here. Yes, she's no longer here. She passed many years ago. But, and so I get done with it and I'm like, oh, that's so great. And I have, part of the course is I have these love letters that we write to ourselves at the end of the course. People put their address on there and I take them and they're on my altar. And I was sitting down and I looked, I thought, oh, there's some letters that need to go out. So I pick up the stack and it's this huge stack now. And I have, and I shuffle through and I close my eyes and I just feel it. One flips out and I'm like, okay. And I'm looking and there were a couple more that needed to come and I'm going, okay. And I put them down and I look at the one that flipped out and it was mine.
Oh, nice.
Right? And I want to read to you what it said. It says, my dearest Susan, you amaze and dazzle me with your vibrant presence and light. This is your time to lead and deliver those who are here for your guidance and message. All shall be given and delivered to you. Trust that your life's mission shall be fulfilled to the greatest heights. Blessed are you to be among the many and not shy away. Stand as the master creator and be that which you've always been. Miraculous and magnificent. And it says, we love and adore you all. And then here was the thing that just made me cry. It says, your biggest cheerleader. And that was my mom had just been. And it was like, oh, and I just got this deep, like, I got you, right? So then I'm all like, whoa. Oh, I'm in this great, just vibrating at such a beautiful way. And I get a phone call from Allure Salon. And I pick it up. Hi, Amy. You know, she goes, you know what? Your lease is due. And so we need to set a time today to sign the next year's lease. And you need to bring the money in for the insurance. And I'm like, okay, Amy. Hang up the phone. I'm standing there going, holy Lord. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? My mind's going, here's this, you know, oh, my God. You're not ready yet. What do? You have no lease. Oh, hell. What if she says you got 3 days to, I mean, all this stuff started going through my mind. And it was like, you know, you wanted to transition to the, oh, and it was just a scared, like my whole life and security was on the line. Okay. It was just like, I was just like, oh my God, what are you going to do? And then my heart said, you don't want to do that. You don't want to sign it. You want to sign a 6-month lease. You want to transition out. That's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So that's what the intent is. That's what you said you wanted. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately picked up the phone and called back. And I said, Amy, I said, I need to talk to Amber about my lease. So is there any time today that we can do that? And she goes, yeah, it looks like around 4:00, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, and I was telling you, I was like, and all of a sudden this release, there's something that happened that I went, that was the truth. It was like that was the deliberate choice for you that's right in alignment with what your heart says and what you want to do here. So I went, great. And then, you know, and then I said this, and I'm going to say this very slowly so that you all can write this down, because this is something that I've been saying for a long time. And I think, after my experience with this, I truly integrated this quote, which is, as I advance, and that means advance. That doesn't mean stroll or walk. That means advance confidently in the direction of my dreams and desires and endeavor to live the life I have imagined, I will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. And I said that out loud. And in uncommon hours means now. It doesn't mean through linear time, step one, step two, step three, step four. It means in uncommon hours, now. So I said that out loud like that, you know, I was like, okay, this is it. It's done. You're confident. You're certain in this. This is your path. This is what you're here to do. You know this. So I went to work and it was great. It was light. It was super, you know, and I just had this, I was okay. It was so great. It was like, no matter what, it was okay. And so our time came and we went into this other room and I said, I want to know if you'll allow me to sign a 6-month lease with the possibility of maybe going part-time after that. And she looked at me and she said, normally I would say no right away. And she says, but for you, I always have to wait. I have to take a pause with you. And she said, I need to think about this. And I said, okay, great. That's awesome. Wonderful. She goes, what's happening? I said, well, you know, the course I'm leading. She goes, yeah, what's going on with that? And I said, well, and I told her about retreats for resorts. And she was just like, oh my, that's amazing. That is so amazing. That's wonderful. She's hugging me. She goes, yes, I'm going to say yes. We can do this. We can do this. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but I want you to know it's a yes. And I was like, oh, hell. Like, so, you know, embodied in that quote. Like, yes, it's done.
Yeah. And actually, this is the reason why you are your word.
Yes.
So every single word where before, let's just say if you would have said that quote 2 years ago, it was something that was just, you know, quoted out in the mental body.
Yes.
That was spoken. But you have now come to a place in your evolution where you now own that word and you now are that word to the point where you don't even really need to say it out loud because you already are it. It's you know, from that point, you already are vibrating at that frequency where you've now taken yourself to in your reprogramming. And that is your new story. Those are words, those are constructs that you now vibrate at and that you are now, that was your choice. That was your choice, not the choices that you, the conditioning where you were born into, the undoing. But you actually now own those words. And so you're now, and so everything was just click, 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 yep. Click. And then, you know, and then and you being calm and at peace and feeling confident and certain with your choices and where you are and knowing that the universe has your back, that God has your back, that you are in that vibration and that everything is working out for you because you said so.
Right.
Because
I had my mom there.
Yeah. Yeah.
She knew it was coming.
That's such powerful work.
It's good.
That's so good. It's like, it's good. This is really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah, the juicy good.
Yeah. I just want to skip the break now. That's how good it is. So let's just skip the break, Susan. Let's just forget about it. And let's just continue on.
Love it. Yeah. So there were many, many, and it really was the courage. And I had a woman tell me, I had an Akashic reading. It was so interesting because she was on Janet's show and I just happened and I plugged in and I went, there's something here. And it was amazing what she said to me right at the beginning of the call. She says, damn, girlfriend. She said, you have done a lot of work. She goes, and she goes, I want to commend you on that because a lot of people would have stopped and stayed in that circle. She goes, and you didn't. She goes, and I want you to know you have risen to the top now and you're ready to go. And she said to me, and it's taken a lot of courage for you to do that. And I started to laugh. I says, well, on my website, it does say we all have a destiny, but not everybody has the courage to follow it.
Yeah.
You know, which to me is so true. And that moment as I stood there and picked up the phone, it took that courage again to stand in what I know is my heart's desire, what is my truth and why I'm here. And I'm so committed to bringing that to the planet, my message for those that are here to hear it, because there are people here to hear that message.
And being paid very well for it.
Oh,
like a millionaire would. So, you know, the same way, it's like when you were talking earlier, when Tony was in the courtroom with you and how he was always very successful and, you know, the money was always there. And yeah, and I want to say for the masculine energy on the planet, that has been the case for millennia, for a long time. So it's been, that's just the story that we have had to live with. And that's the reason the Millionaire Imprint for Women is changing that game, changing that story, so that now the new story is that we are being paid our value, we're being paid our worth, we're owning it from the inside out, from our deep roots, that we are wealthy and we know it. And we're not going to tolerate and settle for anything less than the truth.
This is correct, honey. And you know, there's a beautiful, I love Kundalini yoga. It's one of my favorite practices. And they were talking, it just came out. And when she said it, I was like, oh, hell. I love that. And I wanted to bring this forth now because it says, what is your energetic frequency worth? Oh, right? I've never looked at it like that. Mm-hmm. I had never looked at it like that. What is my energetic frequency worth? Well, you know what? It's priceless. My energetic frequency is priceless because I know who I am. I know what I bring to people. I know what I stand for on this planet. I know my commitment. And I'm like, that is priceless. That is like so, so valuable. And yes, I'm ready to receive the value of my high frequency on the planet.
Absolutely. You have to be able to take that in. And yes, not everybody is ready for that level because they just haven't done that inner work, like the person, the reader said. And you know, they just haven't done the inner work yet. And that's all. And it's really coming in the right relationship with who you are, yes, so that you can receive that highest form of light, that highest abundance, that highest truth, and the highest wealth. And with that comes a level of responsibility. You know, it comes that responsibility. You said it earlier, the daily practice. Yes. You know, what's your daily practice and how well are you being an energy steward with your energy, right?
Absolutely. And that's what I would ask all the listeners and people that aren't even listening, because I know this goes so far beyond that. Believe me, I know what's happening here today. Is if your frequency isn't at the value that you want it, then up it. Then up it. Do whatever it takes for you to feel really vibrant about and to radiate you, and whatever it takes, whatever you need, ask for the support you need, ask the unseens, the people that are all here to support, your angels, your guide, the ascended master, you name it, ask them to support you on this journey and guide you to the place that will support your vibration radiating at a much bigger place, so that the value, the tremendous value that you radiate out into the world is coming back to you exponentially.
Right.
You can continue to do your work.
Yeah. And it literally, it has to be from the place, you know, like you were talking earlier, your survival was at stake. And that's the reason why people stay in, toxic jobs.
Yeah.
Or why they stay in toxic relationships, because, you know, especially if they've been in a marriage and the husband has been the breadwinner and the woman doesn't have any support, doesn't have any income, now she's really being asked to own her value, own her worth, and all of it has to do from the inside out because it's all frequency, right? And not to stay in a job that's sucking the life force out of you. So doing that work, that's part of what this whole series has been about, is really clearing the ancestral lineage, the stories that we were born into, and shifting your relationship with money, getting really, really conscious about what your habits are, what your patterns are, and then offering incredible, incredible tools from all of us
who've been there. We've been there. We've walked that walk. And now we're vibrating at a different frequency where we can, it's going to happen very, very fast. It's going to go quick. It's going to go
common hours, baby.
It's going to go quick. And this is the time. This is the time we've been waiting for. The magic is here. It's in you. You are it. And I love the, what is your frequency? The value? It's not measurable. You cannot measure it. How can you measure the frequency of source?
Right. How can you? And it's cool because we do measure things as humans. So if you're going to measure it, what is it? And if it's not up to par for you, then bump it up. And what I'm saying is, if you think, I don't have enough money. I don't have the money that I need when I need it. I don't have the money doesn't come to me when I need it. All the beliefs, what are some more beliefs around money?
Just, I have to work too hard for my money. The running out. Here's the other thing that I'm
running out of money. So if you take money out and replace it with energy, mm-hmm. I don't have enough energy. There's never enough energy for me. And look at how much energy is around. That's all there is energy. So if you want to just take the money out of it, because that's what it is pure energy. Take it out and replace it with energy. Like, we don't have enough energy. We have all the energy we could ever want.
And you know what? There's another insight to this. And that is, it's so true with everything that you said. When you're coming from a place of, I don't have enough, you're operating from the core wound of, I'm not worthy. Because I'm not worthy are the feelings that you're going to release of, I'm not good enough. Those are the feelings that are going to come up for you.
Yes.
The feelings of, it's not enough. I don't have enough money. I'm not enough. He's not enough. That's not enough. It's not enough. And I can tell you right now that even rich people have the feelings of, I'm going to run out of money. I'm going to run out. And even people that are rich. So because we have to, at this stage in our evolution, we have to embody the truth. And the truth is in our root. The root is, I am worthy. Right. And you have to have an emotion that feels that I am worthy, with a thought that's attached to making choices based on that value, based on that worth, through the experiences that you're having every single day of your life, right?
Right. It's amazing, yes. Those worthiness to really build that neurotransmitter in our brains of worthiness is to do those things that are in alignment with our heart. And it takes courage to do those things. But every time you do it, it gets easier. It gets stronger, because there have been times when I felt like I wasn't going to survive that took me to my knees, and I still did what needed to be done. And that strengthened me for the next time. And every time I would do it, it would get stronger and I would be more embodied. And it was more, yes, you are that worthy, that everything supports you.
Yeah.
No matter what. And it's walking in that integrity, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really being true to ourself. How many times do we to thine own self be true?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This has been a beautiful show, Susan. It's been incredible to be here with you today as we're embracing our magnificence and opening wide to the abundance that really is already there and that's flowing into our experiences for all the people that are ready to receive it and do that magic work, right? What is it that you want to leave our listeners with today before we close up? We've just got about a few minutes before we're ready to go.
I just want to tell you, I just want to embrace you with how amazing and worthy you are. I want you to know that you would not be on the planet right now if you were not. I want you to know you truly are a master here, and you came here for a specific purpose and reason. And I just want to bless you deeply, that you will discover and walk that journey in grace. That's what I say.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And you can find out more about Susan and her work. You can go to susanglavin.com. And then, do you have a gift for our listeners today?
I do. I have a gift that if you would like a 30-minute free consultation with me on how to be empowered in your self-mastery, I would love to have a conversation with you about that. And you can email me at susan@susanglavin.com to set up that appointment.
Wonderful. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Yes. Thank you so much for all the love that you are. And we'll see you again next time on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thanks, Susan. Bye, everybody.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is Women Are Powerful with Money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.